Morning, Caroline.
Thanks, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 28th of April. The general synopsis at midnight. High Viking, 1,032, expected 40s, 1,033 by midnight tonight. Low Trafalgar, 1,009, expected southeast Fitzroy, 1,007 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 4 or less, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. North at Cirrha, south at Cirrha. Northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. 40s, variable 4 or less, but northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4 in southeast, fair, good. Cromartie, variable mainly southeast 4 or less, fair, good. Fourth, northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, northeast 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Fisher, variable 4 or less, becoming northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. German Bight, Humber, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in German Bight, showers at first in Humber, good. Thames, Dover, Wight, northeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, rain, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, northeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, rain or showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Fitzroy, but cyclonic in southeast, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good. Irish Sea, Shannon. East or northeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Northwest Rockall. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, drizzle, moderate or good. Southeast Rockall, Malin. Variable at first in Malin, otherwise easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Southeast Hebrides, variable 4 or less, becoming southerly 2 to 4. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Hebrides, Bailey. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, but 6 in northwest Bailey. Drizzle, moderate or good. Fair Isle, south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north, 2. Recent fog, 2 miles, 1030, steady. Stornoway, east by south, 1, 22 miles, 1,030, now falling. Lerwick, southwest, 3, 7 miles, 1,030, now falling. Lucas, northeast by east, 2, 14 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast, 3, 1,028, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 5, 2 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 6, 2 miles, 1,021. Jersey, northeast, 3, 19 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 5, 1,021. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north, 4, 9 miles, 1,023, falling. Valentia, west by south, 1, 27 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, northeast by north, 3, 27 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. And Malin Head, northwest by north, 1, slight showers, 1 mile, 1,030, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 28th of April. The general situation, high pressure over the North Sea maintains settled weather over coastal waters, but strong easterly or northeasterly winds and showers will affect the southern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 4 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 4 or less, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 4 or 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 5 or 6, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsea Bill. Northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7. Occasional rain or showers. Fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain or showers. Fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7. Occasional rain or showers. Fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast 4 to 6, showers for a time. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Faraha Masani.
Good morning. My husband and I share an allotment space with our friends just outside the city centre, and every month we try to align our diaries and meet up to get some work done. Living in the middle of Bradford means we don't have access to a lot of green spaces nearby, but our monthly commitment to tending the needs of the allotment has been our saving grace. There's something really precious about feeling the spring sun caress our faces, hearing the beautiful bird songs cheering us on, and appreciating the beauty and chaos of this formerly abandoned plot of land post-winter. We always begin every session by preparing the grounds for growth, and as the spades go deep in the soil, our conversations deepen too. I am always grateful for the power of community and intentional time to do life together in these moments, the space and freedom to bring things to the surface and time to process it. Sometimes it's easy and light. Other times, there is pain being shared as we break the grounds and allow the cracks of vulnerability to be exposed. Just like growing fruits and vegetables, I am often reminded that we too are a work in progress. The apple and pear trees, which were full of fruit just months earlier, now lie barren, waiting for the right moment to start producing again. As our good friend Harry climbs each tree and starts pruning, I'm reminded of Jesus' words to his disciples, which say, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Today, I pray that I can trust God as he prunes areas of my life and prepares me for a new season of growth. Amen.